close run thing, 25/100 of a second, covering the top five cars at the end of that qualifying session. But you left it pretty much as late as anybody left it. Just talk us through your approach and strategy.
The approach wasn't to leave it till right at the end, but it ended up working out that way. But it's the cars. It was good across the top yesterday, and in that session, then it wasn't very kind across the top. So just tried to make it better. We changed springs a couple of times, and we did tidy it up. But then you get that one crack at the end, and it was good enough to get me into the top 10 shootout. But happy with the race car, but the one lap fly just isn't really there at the moment. So a bit of work, we've still got another session, so we still have another race weekend worth of practice and a normal round, and then we do a shootout and then big day on Sunday, so hopefully it's good for the race.
Speaking of your race pace, how much attention are you paying to the likelihood that it's going to be cooler here on Sunday, and a lot of the things you're learning and coping with now might be rendered useless?
Well, I think it's what can you do? You can't really set your car up for a cold track in 2 days' time. You have to go with what's current and try and chase the conditions. And tomorrow's meant to be torrential rain, and that's going to wash all the grip away. So regardless of weather, Sunday is going to change. But you get that 20-minute warm up, which means nothing on Sunday morning. All you do is blow the cobwebs out and wake yourself up, and then 161 laps, and hopefully you've got a good car. But we've been working on one that can be tunable throughout the race, and we can be quite aggressive with changes on the go, and that's all we can do. We can try and have a car that's adjustable and try and suit it to the conditions on the day. You can't do much more than that.